Water enters every mine, sometimes in large quantities. If it isn't drained off, it collects underground, and the mine can, in miner speak, drown. Water management and use was and remains vital to the operation of a mine and the safety of its miners. Inundation can have different sources. Partly it comes from rain that trickles through the surface into the mine. Here in the fairy grottos, there are places one can observe rain-like dripping several weeks after heavy precipitation or a period of thawing snow. Another source of inundation is groundwater that enters when aquiferous rock is extracted as part of the mining process. Sudden groundwater inundation in a mine is referred to as flooding. In the earliest days of mining, men employed as haulers carried the water out of the mine in buckets, cans, and pots. From the 14th century onwards, machines were used, some of them highly sophisticated, powered by men, horses, or later hydraulic power. The principal adit is the lowest level open adit designed to allow water to flow freely out of the mine through gravity. It's known as the drainage adit. Here in the fairy grottos, the drainage adit still serves its original function and deposits its water just a few meters from here in the Arnsgereuter stream.